Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Eric on Patreon. He didn't send me a topic with his donation. So I wanted to discuss an article called Boy Accused of Asking to Touch Girl's Breast is Treated Like a Monster Before Suicide, which I linked to in the description. Here's what the article has to say, and I quote, a 15-year-old boy took his own life after he was accused of asking to touch a girl's breast at a sleepover, and then treated like a monster, an inquest heard. Max Thurnell Reed was investigated by police who concluded he was not guilty in any way, shape, or form, and the complaint was dropped. The hearing was told. But despite this, the teenager was vilified on social media and sent toxic and vile messages from fellow pupils. His mother, Tracy Stevens, sobbed as she told the inquest how her son was frightened to go to school, as the situation was like a witch hunt. She said the 4 weeks leading to his death with the messages he received ultimately led to his decision to take his own life. Max became sad and withdrawn after the accusation was made following a sleepover in October 2020. The hearing was told. And in some cases, even when the complainant does not take any further action, the police will still take that action. That was not the case here, and we're aware of the context. Max was a proud member of the LGBTQ community, and the first pride he went to was a march in Southampton in 2019, unquote. Feminists would say yes means yes and no means no. But no also means you get your life ruined through social media in 2020. Max's first mistake was not looking in the mirror and realizing, for all intents and purposes, he could see an incel staring back at him. For women, being asked out or making a sexual advance towards them from a male with lower sexual marketplace value makes them really upset, because they see it as an attack on their social standing. But girls, while I was growing up, would politely tell you that they weren't interested. Today, as you can see, they will destroy your life and get the police involved in the United Kingdom if you tarnish their good reputation. How long before a woman makes a false allegation that you wanted to touch her boob unless you do her homework? Then when you call her bluff, she goes out and calls the cops on you. This sounds like the plot of a woke Back to the Future film from 10 or 20 years from now, when one day Robert Zemeckis is dead and the rights have been sold off. A female bully in high school might ruin your life just because you don't want to do her homework by claiming you asked to touch her bull dyke boobies. Maybe she'll just get off on the power of the whole thing. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Biff will be a bull dyke using social media in the Woke to the Future remake movie trilogy, Clown World Show. Back in 2014, when I went to the slut parade, I kept hearing the screams out there that yes means yes and no means no, over and over again. But I guess that's old-fashioned and out of date these days. Asking to touch a woman is as bad as touching her or the false allegation of touching her when it comes to shame. Our society is increasingly becoming like the film Demolition Man. I wonder if we'll have the same ending where Klaus Schwab gets thrown into a fireplace. That's not me inciting violence. Not just me drawing a parallel, a funny one nonetheless, from that film. As for the 15-year-old boy, he wasn't even Me Too'd. It wasn't even a false accusation of wrongdoing. He was canceled for asking the wrong question. This will only drive down the marriage rate and relationships down further, and create more thirsty black-pilled incels. Even guys that could get a relationship now because they're decent-looking will just say screw it, because just using their hand with a box of Kleenex will be a lot messy and a lot safer. Fertility rates will crash further and women will gain even more power over men. The police are crazy for doing an investigation over a question where nothing even happened. The UK has gone beyond clown world. Max's mother is right that this was all a witch hunt. Even being a gay or bi teen and identifying yourself as such as part of the woke crowd didn't help prevent the cops from going after him. Maybe he should have asked to touch another boy's boobs instead. Maybe if he did, they would have left them alone. But still, the cops were shaming a bisexual boy for asking to touch a boob just by starting their investigation. Why didn't the cops in the UK go after his online attackers and harassers? Why only investigate him in White Knight for a Girl? Oh, that's right, because it was a girl that made the accusation. I bet you anything if it was a boy, nothing ever would have happened. I just don't know how young guys deal with dangers of bullying these days. When I was young, I still had the safe space in my family home, even if it was egged from time to time. I couldn't imagine not being able to hide from online harassment. If I were young today, what I'd probably do is delete social media entirely and find communities that are accepting of me online. I'd stay off social media, at least with my real name. That'll be a good solution for right now, but I don't think for much longer. The province of Ontario in Canada is looking at creating a digital passport when you're online. That way they're able to stop teenage boys from looking at naughty content. You know what'll happen then, don't you? Young guys will start storing adult content on hard drives and USB keys and passing it around at school. Some young entrepreneurial kid will archive tons of content and then start selling it to his classmates. That's probably why many device makers like Apple and now Samsung won't let you insert memory cards into their units, so that one day you'll only be able to get information on such devices through the monitored internet. That's why I need to keep all your old devices just in case. But I'm getting way off topic. As Max the Kid did burn down his reputation because he wanted to burn his hands on a hot pair of Hooters, who's to blame in this case? I think everyone is at fault here. Parents for coddling him and probably feeding him soy too. Max himself because he didn't want to fight back physically against his accusers if he couldn't do anything with them online. In the 10th grade in high school, I fought back and it worked. People generally fold like a cheap suitcase once you threaten them with black eyes and smashed teeth. Even if they end up hurting you worse, they still take damage and most of them are scared of being punished by authority figures or the embarrassment of possibly losing a fight. The state has a monopoly on violence unless you're a kid. You have to stand up to those bullies. The kids on social media bullying him are also to blame. I suspect it's mostly the girls because when I was a kid, most girls were somewhat polite. I've heard tons of stories from you guys where girls are vicious, and why wouldn't they be when there's a movie coming out in early March where a bunch of feminists get violent with a bunch of men's rights activists? The media is portraying that women should be violent and mean towards men. And the media says that men are violent towards women, even though our own biology keeps us in check. The cops are also to blame for starting an investigation for a young boy for simply asking a question. Everyone is to blame in this situation. The parents for coddling him, Max for not stepping out of his comfort zone and fighting back, the police for starting a criminal investigation for him simply asking a question, the online and offline bullies that harass them, and the society that allowed all this to happen. This is why we need to shut down social media. It's not enough to censor the so-called wrong opinions through some sort of digital ID, because people will always take the side of the establishment and then go around shaming and harassing people that aren't doing what the social engineers want, so they can get drunk off that power. That's why a lot of people on the woke left are part of cancel culture. It gives them power over other people that they wouldn't have had otherwise. Women and girls that don't have the power to attract males because they're ugly become feminists, so they can gain power over men in other ways, through things like Me Too madness. If they could have power over men with their sexuality, then they would use it and that would be enough. But they can't. Society is also losing power over men as more of them become red-pilled or black-pilled, and that's partially the reason why we're seeing so much censorship of men online. It used to be just the unattractive women didn't have power over men. But many young guys hearing stories like the one about Max offing himself because he asked to touch a titty will scare many guys from talking to girls entirely, good and bad looking alike. So then those women need a new way to take power. Hence things like toxic masculinity appear. Women aren't going to stop until we're all under their stiletto-shaped boot heel, and as you can see from this story, they continue to shift the goalposts. Now the goalposts are somewhere where the crowd was seated, or maybe even outside the stadium itself. We win by walking away from the plantation for now. But the plantation continues to expand in all directions after we run away from it. I think that's about all I got to say on this story. The last thing I want to bring up is the changes to the BitChute comment section. It was useless for the longest time, because I couldn't moderate the white nationalists that were on there. The first day I tried the moderation method and blocked paid trolls from posting Nazi flags, they disappeared quickly. They have to create new BitChute accounts every time they want to post the comments, and most probably don't even want to go through the hassle. So if you want to get my content free from YouTube censorship and have your comments actually make it down below so people can read them, then use the BitChute link in the description and start consuming my content over there. I also see that there are now graphical ads at the bottom of the page there. I wish someone would tell Ray Vahey, the guy that runs BitChute, to set up an ad network and make ads like the ones that I put in my videos. It would pay off for many small companies if the ads were on the beginning of videos on BitChute and channels would be demonetized and grow the platform further. There are tons of small companies that would gladly pay for promotional views on BitChute because they have products that they can't advertise on YouTube or because they're too small to be on YouTube. Monetization would bring a flood of new content creators onto the platform. and along with them, their followers. BitChute is getting smart and allowing content creators to moderate their comment section, and I open it up for the first time in almost 2 years. Hopefully by the time you hear this, the white nationalists or more likely leftists posing as white nationalists are gone, and the comment section has good discussions there. A few of them gave up and headed over to Odyssey to post there, but I was able to take down their pro-Goyim talk too. I'm sure they'll learn just as quickly the leftists that they are. They're probably just promoting that stuff to promote the left's agenda that BitChute is just a place for white nationalists and extremists. It doesn't take much money to hire people in India in some sweatshop with monkeys running on top of it to shitpost for $1 an hour. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Eric for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that even if you ask for permission to smash a woman these days, she can still have the police arrest you simply for asking. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the next level of clown world, where all you have to do is stare at a woman for longer than 5 seconds before you're hauled off to jail away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.